At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Jury selection underway. The trial about to start for the Karen Reed murder case, a case that is fraught with all sorts of opinions, people picketing outside of the courtroom in support of Karen Reed, and also for John O'Keefe as well, looking for justice, thinking that she is guilty. You have a huge divide in that town right now as this trial continues to move forward. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Go and press subscribe on that wherever you download podcasts. This is getting more and more interesting. I found it interesting that the judge has allowed now in the alternative suspect possibility into this. I'm not super familiar with this and how this all plays out. Give us some insight onto this, Bob. Is someone going to be named in that, or how in depth does that get, and what could that possibly mean for that individual?
So, yeah, I mean, the defense has every intention on developing the Saudi or some other dude did it defense during cross-examination. The judge's ruling was that, look, I'm going to allow you to get into alternate suspects. If I feel that you're developing it properly, I'll give you more leeway. However, I'm not going to allow you to bring it up during opening remarks. So they can't come out of the gate in opening statements and come out with their theory of the case, them being the defense. It's going to have to get developed through cross-examination. And then if you had the opportunity to look at the witness list, it's everybody that was in that house that night and cops.
Yeah.
You know, and then they sprinkled a few experts in there. So she's allowing them. She'll give as much leeway as she thinks that they earn in terms of being able to kind of prove it up that this thing has legs. So it's going to be, I'm so ready for this trial. Like you said, we've got this divide. It's like the two cases where the defense got their theory of defense, their full theory of defense out to the public. Like the only two that I can remember in my lifetime, actually, where, because typically we have the state's theory of a case out there floating through a probable cause affidavit or the grand jury indictment, and that transcript somehow gets out to the public and you find out what the state's theory is, and that's what the media talks about. It's certainly prejudicial against a defendant because it's the only thing out there. In these two cases, in Delphi and in Karen Reed, you had the defense and both of them throw out their entire theory of the case, which created these huge, huge divides in the public and on social media, where both sides are like entrenched. And you know, my thing is like, calm down. We're about to have the trial. Let's hear the evidence get vetted at trial, and then let's all come to a decision. You know, people like being so entrenched in a position without listening to the evidence and seeing the evidence and having it vetted at trial, to me, is the antithesis of what our entire system is about. That's why we have trials. We have to wait until trial. Let's hear what the evidence is. Let's see it get vetted. And then let's come to a conclusion. So it's going to be a banger, man. We're actually going to pivot from Daybell and start streaming Karen Reed, just because I think it's just going to be a fascinating trial.
No, it really is. I mean, how difficult is it to defend someone, especially when you have so much law enforcement involved in this case, that are at the house, that they're friends with, that they're buddies with? And I mean, there's just so much to this, and there's not a whole lot of, you know, logical reason why John O'Keefe even died to begin with. I mean, that doesn't seem to make any sense that, you know, the officers would have hurt him or killed him. It doesn't make a lot of sense that she would have any reason to want to do that. I mean, is this something where it's just, this is everyone went into self-preservation mode when they realized there was a dead body of one of their friends and they were all thinking, oh shit, who's going to get the blame here? And this is just kind of why it's turned into what it's turned into.
I think so. You know what I mean? It's like it can only be one of three things. It's either that Karen Reed intentionally hit him, hoping to harm him. I don't know if that would necessarily, you would think they'd be killing somebody, like backing into them, or she accidentally hit him. Mm-hmm. And because she was hammered, she was definitely hammered. She was very intoxicated, should not have been driving, wasn't aware as to what she hit. Maybe she thought she hit the curb. Who knows?
Yeah.
He gets knocked out. He's passed out in the front lawn and he dies, you know, like the hypothermia gets to him. Or something went down in that house. And it's the same thing. Like if anything went down in the house, like I don't think that anybody in the house like killed him in the house and dragged him outside. I think if a fight broke out or there was some kind of dust up, and like O'Keefe gets hit in the head with an object, some blunt force trauma to the head, that he's knocked out, and they're like, yeah, you know, just drag him out there, he'll wake up and stumble off type thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and then he's not waking up, and you're like, all right, well, you know, what do we do? It can only be one of those three things.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.